And up next, we have JDM sharing steps 8, 9, and 10.
I'm Jamie, I'm an addict. I'm really, really nervous. Okay. Okay, so 8, 9, and 10. So for me, the steps before this were all the inner work, which like built my foundation and prepared me to like really work these steps with like genuine honesty and humility. So for 8, making a list of all persons we have harmed and becoming willing to make amends to them all. So it was important for me to not get carried away, because when I thought of like all the people I had wronged, I was like, prior to like getting this far, before if you would have asked me, I would be like, well, they deserved it. It's their fault and that sucks. But having gained the knowledge from the steps prior, like that's just not reality. Like I caused harm to others, and it is my responsibility to have the self-awareness to recognize that, and that's where like making the list started. So that was hard, because like, yeah, there was a lot of harm that I caused, and like really looking at it did not feel great. But then, you know, even though I super, that took forever, procrastinate on it. But then then I have my framework, I have my list, I get to step 9, making direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. So that was the hard part for me, because the amends were not like for that person. That is for me and my development, and like genuinely not just being like, sorry, but like actually having a willingness to be like, how do I fix this? So for example, one of my best friends, since we've been friends since second grade, I was so afraid to make amends to her, because like it had just been a pattern of our whole lives of me just completely fucking her over and not being sorry about it. And I was just so used to her being like, that's okay, like you're mentally ill, so it's fine. But it's not fine. So when I finally like met up with her, like I was grateful she had the willingness to once again, like, and she's like not in recovery, so she's like, whatever, I'll hear you out. And then when I like, so I apologize to her, I explain everything, and I'm like, what can I do to make this right? And she just wanted like complete honesty about all these things that I lied about forever. And I was like, shit, because that's really hard to, you know, that was like really hard for me to be like, yeah, I lied about that for like 15 years. Sorry. But, I was so grateful, because like that at the end of the day was like all she wanted, and a lot of other people I made amends to, like that's all they wanted, was like the genuine, like, truth of things and closure. So in furthering on with the action of that, you know, it becomes easier for me the more amends that I make, because in my head I catastrophize everything that it's gonna like go horribly wrong, and everybody's gonna be like, well, I hate you and I hated you all along. And that was not the outcome for any of that. And so like as I moved along, I had more strength to make other amends that I did not think I would ever make, like to a former coworker who also, when I'm like, what can I do to make this right? All they said was, just keep staying clean. Like that's all you have to do. And so that was, you know, a huge weight off of my heart, which is pretty much the point, I think. One thing that I learned was they're in order for a reason. So all the other steps I worked before that were like teaching me and like showing, like changing me fundamentally as a person to like have self-awareness and have humility and honesty. So, like, when I very first got clean, I wasn't even, like, 30 days clean, and I owed my ex this $1,000. And so, as soon as I got my tax return, I was like, here's your $1,000, bitch. Like, and I was like, I am so recovered. I'm doing great. But I wasn't, because then I had, A, a new resentment, B, $1,000 less, and totally fucked myself. So, what I learned from that was, like, that was not for any of the right reasons. It was just purely out of, like, I wanted to be like, you didn't think I'd do it. And that was a really powerful lesson to me as I, like, moved along through the rest of the steps and realized, like, oh, okay. So, and then step 10, continue to take personal inventory and when we're wrong, promptly admit it. So for me, that's, like, the ongoing, like, maintenance of these other steps, right? Like, so now, I've made amends for the past things, and, like, recognizing, like, what defects I'm acting on, like, when I do a shitty thing, like, why did I do that, and what, like, how that's not serving me. So, and again, the self-awareness I've developed through all the other steps to be able to have the accountability to not be like, well, sucks that your feelings are hurt because you deserved it, because that is not reality. And the things I do and say affect other people, whether I can pretend that they don't or not. So that's just remaining mindful for me. Like even yesterday, I was a huge bitch to my boyfriend for no reason. And I'm able to be like, sorry, genuinely, about that, because you didn't even do anything. I'm just mad, so I want to make that everyone else's problem. And that is not what Narcotics Anonymous has taught me. The steps have given me the freedom from my own shitty behavior and thoughts, and I'm grateful for that. I want to die right now. I'm really nervous, so I'm done. Thanks.